DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The local 53 wheel. We spin it and talk about that player. We don't know who it's going to land on. Darius has prepared highlight packages. It's randomized. The whole thing is very sophisticated behind the scenes. It's time to spin the wheel.
With the 67th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Brandon Coleman, tackle, TCU.
Yeah, Brandon, I think, will come in and compete, you know, just like everybody else. And we certainly think he has what it takes to be a tackle in this league. And he's got the feet, he's got the speed, he's got the strength, and he's got the intelligence. So, and he's got the right mindset. And so he'll come in and compete just like everybody else.
We're going to move him inside the guard, and experience at both TCU playing inside and outside. We're going to keep him on the left side, screens and getting out and downfield. And when you create space on defense like we do with our offense and no huddle and spread it out, like a lineman who can get to the second level and get on people and stay on people, Brandon Coleman can do that.
Brandon Coleman, kind of a forgotten man this coming season, mm-hmm. Tobes. So, he didn't make any top 10 lists last year as a rookie, right? For a guy that was adjusting to life at left tackle. And the team had an opportunity to really shoot the moon and go get somebody pretty special at left tackle, Laremy Tunsil. I make that move 100 times out of 100, regardless of how well Brandon Coleman played. Coleman might, if he had stayed a tackle, turned into a pretty good one. I know I've got a really good one now, and presumably you're upgrading multiple spots just by now kicking Coleman somewhere else on the line, whether it was going to be right tackle before they drafted Connerly, right guard while we figure out what Sam Cosby's injury situation is, left guard, now we know he's going to play left guard, but you're upgrading multiple spots by one move.
Yeah, I think he's actually going to be a really, really good guard. And I think to your point, he was okay at tackle last year. He kind of had the rookie season, non-first-round rookie season at tackle, where he was serviceable, but he wasn't special. But he did the job, and if you would have gone into this season with him again at left tackle, I think you could have expected some improvement. But I don't know. Does he ever get to be a plus left tackle? Probably not. If that's the case, you go get Laremy Tunsil, and now him moved inside the guard. I think you look across the offensive line now when Cosme's back, and Tunsil's a plus. I think Coleman at guard is going to be a plus. I think Biotis is a plus. Cosme obviously is a plus. And then I think Josh Connerly, as he grows into his position, grows into playing at the NFL level, I think he's going to be a plus. And so Coleman going from a, okay, serviceable to plus is totally fine. And this isn't the case of years previous where you're looking at a tackle moved into guard and you just ultimately want a really, really good player there. But he was drafted in the third round. So you think of like a Brandon Scherff. When Brandon Scherff was drafted and was immediately moved into guard, when you draft him that high, is that great value? Maybe not. Even though he's a really, really good lineman, you know, we can have that discussion. But there's no discussion, Danny. If you get a third rounder offensive lineman, wherever they are, and they can be helpful across your offensive line at any spot, whether it's what you drafted them as or not, that's awesome. And so I think him being able to step inside and potentially be a plus offensive guard there, and I think he's going to be good in the run game inside, I love that.
I do too. And to me, I was critical of this front office last year around this time. I went, you got Jaden Daniels. I can't believe you're not doing more on the offensive line. I understand you think you can get by. I don't want to get by. I want that group to be outstanding. And they weren't, even by design last year. I think they were going to get away with it. They're going to be fine. Whether they thought they couldn't acquire a franchise left tackle, which is reasonable, by the way, because the free agent crop was minuscule and picked over. And, you know, I don't know how many trades were available. I don't know what was available. But my view was, I just can't believe this is what they're going with offensive line-wise. They drafted Coleman. Turns into a success relatively as a rookie, holds his own. Half the league thought he was a guard. Turns out maybe they're right, right? He's going to play guard this year. He's going to start on the left side. So I was critical of them. I think they saw after this past year kind of maybe what a lot of us did and said, yeah, we can't have a superstar everywhere. We can build this group, though, and get a relative advantage. We couldn't run the football in the second half of the season. We need to make sure that we get some of these good defenses. Daniels is more protected. He missed some time and wasn't the same guy for a month because of this cracked rib, this injury that he suffered. Not because of a hit in the backfield, but he's going to hit the backfield too. It's part of the job description of being quarterback. We've got to do better here. And so they did. You've upgraded now three spots again this offseason. And if and when Sam Cosmi returns, hopefully he's at full strength, tough to count on coming off that injury that late in the season. You've now turned this group on paper pretty damn good, right? According to PFF, again, not gospel. You've got the eighth best tackle heading into this season of Laremy Tunsil, right? That's a plus. Connerly, the staff was in love with. I mean, it was the draft day manifesto or the little letter, or the post-it note rather, from Cliff Kingsbury. You know, Connerly, no matter, or the left tackle from Iowa, or not Iowa, Oregon, no matter what, right?
Yeah.
And it ends up happening. So you got some offensive versatility there. You're dynamic. You've improved a little bit in that regard. I think Coleman is in for a solid year. Do you think he's going to be excellent, pretty good, fine, or below average or some kind of failing grade?
I would say pretty good. I don't know that he's Pro Bowl level in his first year at left guard, but I think he's going to be someone that I don't want to say knocking on the door, but he's not going to be a negative. We're going to spend more time talking about other guys than Brandon Coleman this year, which is basically a positive for an offensive lineman. We're not going to be talking about him turning guys free in the passing game. I think we are going to talk about him positively in the run game. And so I think in general, when people talk about Brandon Coleman at the end of this season, they're going to talk about him in a pretty good light. And I just, the way that they were able to improve this offensive line this offseason, Danny, this is probably the best offensive line they've had since Trent was here, right? And that's because you had that stud left tackle, and you've got pluses across the entire offensive line. And you got to give credit to Adam Peters, because when we went into this offseason, we watched the Super Bowl, and we watched Kansas City get absolutely manhandled up front by a team that's in your division with the Philadelphia Eagles. And so coming out of the Super Bowl, we all said, you got to beef up that offensive line. That's the number one priority. We kind of lost track of that, but they beefed up the offensive line to a point that it's been a weakness of this team for years. Now it feels like it's a strength of this team, and you've also got the quarterback to go with it. That can be a special pairing and make ups for other shortcomings on the offense.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.